generally the same age and time. And it was, but black people just didn't buy in a white area. They wouldn't sell to them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was until just recent times, it just wasn't done.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, like
unwritten law.
Yeah.
Just an unwritten law.
Well, now, like in your neighborhood, were there names? Like, where would you say where you lived, basically? Was it?
Well, we live in probably generally low middle to, well, I'd say in the lower half of average homes.
But was it,
and rent homes, and
was there a name for any of the neighborhoods? That's what I was wondering.
No, not really. Yeah. Not really.
So Little Rock, then in Little Rock, you didn't really have these self-contained neighborhoods
No.
that were called, you know, by different
No.
names, and that, except for the Heights, and then the
Heights and East Side.
And
that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we have North Little Rock here.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
And
right.
North Little Rock,
North Little Rock.
It had some areas like it had. It was either North Little Rock or Lakewood.
Mm-hmm.
And Lakewood was an area that was all developed real nice, and then they had an area of Sylvan Hills, which was a little more farther out, but it was a nice semi-rural area, but it wasn't rural. It was really just kind of out from town away, very developed, Sylvan Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, there were just sections, but primarily, the sections were real estate developments, and they just hung on to the name that they came into the county as, you know,
mm-hmm.
as a development on the books.
Mm-hmm.
But really, Little Rock wasn't segregated anyway, except just black and white,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
just pockets generally, but basically a dividing line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there were pockets.
And you could pretty much say the Heights was pretty much upper class, you think?
All the upper class people lived in the Heights.
So it was pretty exclusive then?
Yes. Now there were a lot of people who lived there who weren't upper class, but everybody who was upper class lived there.
I see, yeah. were there any, especially poor neighborhoods that you can remember that might have had any names? White or black?
Yeah, we had a Granite Mountain area, which was just the poorest of poor black families, and we had Bill Shop. They just said, you know, that Bill Shop. Bill Shop was a railroad
mm-hmm.
Shop
mm-hmm.
out on the east side of town, and
mm-hmm.
People who worked in the railroad shops, but people who had any money didn't live around there.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who earned a good living, but all the blacks lived around there. It was Biddle Shop. It was a bad area.
Mm-hmm. Were there any areas where poor whites lived that had any names that you know?
Let me try to think. Yeah, I just can't recall right now. And then we had another area called College Station. And College Station was, I guess, be College Station, I'll never know. Because
yeah.
There's no college anywhere around it.
Yeah.
And it was just the worst area you've ever seen. It just wasn't safe, and still not safe for white men to go out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just a bad, bad, bad area. It's out behind the airport.
Behind the airport?
Yeah, well, south of the airport. And it's a bad area. I've been out a lot of times daytime, but man, I wouldn't go out there at night, not today. I mean, nobody wants to go out there at
yeah.
night, not even blacks.
Right. That's really interesting. It's interesting that there were no